This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began answering from 2 Timothy 4 the question, how do we discharge all the duties of our ministry? Or how do we run each leg of the relay races we run in life so we win in the end? In a relay race, you are part of a team. To run well, you need to maintain good relationships with your teammates. There is a winning synergism that sets in when teammates are close and enjoy each other. It's no different in serving Christ. We need each other and will benefit from each other if we maintain healthy relationships. We also need determination, as seen in Paul's words, "I have fought the good fight." There is often a battle going on inside of us, challenging us to give up. We might think the enemy is too big or too strong. It would be good to keep in mind Winston Churchill's well-known commencement speech to a preparatory school in 1941. Never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in. Except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Jonathan did this when he and his armor-bearer attacked and slew 20 Philistine soldiers. David did this when he faced Goliath. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. The race is not easy, but the Lord who has gone before you will show you the way to victory.